that our spiritual masters have brought us. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and all of the previous acharyas. They have all, with such humble devotion, made the sacrifice of their very lives to bring to us the supreme gift of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is that mercy? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world to teach us how to unite in the glorification of the holy name of Krishna. He has come to teach us, over and above anything else, genuine humility. Because without humility, the name of God never really reaches the heart of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. To Sanatan Goswami, Sriman Mahaprabhu told, humility alone purchases the heart of Krishna. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. This is the sampradaya of Sri Gauranga. That great succession of sincere Vaishnavas who aspire only for one thing, to become the humble servants of the Lord, to become the humble servants of the Vaishnavas. Krishna consciousness is so simple. The more we try to complicate it, the farther away we come from the mercy of Sri Chaitanya. All of our philosophy, all of our rituals, whatever we do is to help, to strive for that position of being the humble servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he would tell us that he had no qualification save and except he was the postal peon of his Guru Maharaj. What is peon? Peon means the lowliest, the most menial. Postal peon means that I am simply delivering this message on behalf of my Guru Maharaj. And he has asked us all to do as he is doing. And what is the secret of success? When Krishna sees that our devotees, in a spirit of humility and hard work, are willing to work together and put aside their egos. There's only one thing that dissolves various religious movements. Not persecution. Persecution only helps it grow. Any forces from outside, however hard they attack, only helps religion grow. The only impediment in any bona fide spiritual system throughout history that has ever been is when we are not willing to be strict and pure in our principles, or when we put our own egos before unifying with humility in the service of the Vaishnavas. False ego destroys everything. And therefore, this is the real secret of success of doing the work of Sri Chaitanya. Following in the footsteps of him and his servants. To put nothing before the service of our Guru in our life. To put nothing before the first and foremost service of our Guru. To learn how to humbly work together to spread the glories of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And everything else in our life means nothing, has no value. That is Krishna consciousness. So simple. Yet all the power of God is behind it. Hari Bol. Thank you very much. We are very happy to welcome Sri Galim Prabhu to our temple as Radha Gopinathji. He's a very special disciple of Srila Prabhupada. When I first met him, he became my teacher. And I'm very thankful to him. Actually, you know, Vaishnavas, if anyone ever does anything good for you, and helps you become a little closer to Krishna, you're eternally indebted to him. And whatever happens through the process of this phenomenal world, we should never forget that debt. To anyone who even offers us the smallest help in Krishna consciousness. Huh? When we develop this spirit, this will become Vaikuntha. Sri Galim Prabhu has helped many, many people in many, many ways through his writings, through his tapes, through his preaching. So we should all be very hoping to make him very happy here in Bombay. It's my humble request. Any questions? How is my health? Should I repeat what the previous acharyas say when they ask that question? Ask me again. Perfect. Krishna is perfect. We are all part and parcel of him, therefore we are all perfect. Any other questions? Of course, there's different varieties of being perfect. One time, somebody had a picture of Srila Prabhupada and showed him this picture and said, "Prabhupada, why you look so sad in your pictures?" And Prabhupada said, "You do not understand the science of transcendental ecstasy." Wonderful. Really, the devotees there are doing wonderful service. In Malaysia, at any given time, there's 20 foreigners living at the temple, Europeans. They all follow the four regulative principles, come to morning and evening program, chant, japa. Very receptive people. And Damodar Pandit is really just reaching so many very serious people in Singapore. He's doing wonderful service. He arranged nice programs. New Vrindavan, it's most certainly the most inconceivable place in the universe. For those of you who have been there, you will appreciate with great joy this statement. The devotees there so many, such mature, such deeply realized and humble, gentle Vaishnavas that are there. Amongst the leaders, there are many such. I have never seen anywhere like that. Huh? Devamrita Prabhu is relishing this. Because we haven't come here to be good managers, we've come here to be surrendered souls. That's all. If everything's going right, who's going to chant the holy names helplessly? And it is trials and tribulations that really bring deep realizations to the heart. If we remain fixed, if we remain fixed in the humble service of the Vaishnavas, and fixed in the sincere chanting of the holy name through difficulties, that is the time when we spiritually grow. Most of all. And what does it mean to please our Gurudev? to develop the maturity of understanding what he really wants. He wants everyone to be Krishna conscious. They were very friendly, very friendly. Kunagrahi Swami came, Varsana Swami came several times, Narada Muni came, Gaur Govinda Maharaj came, and all of the visits were really very, very gentle and hospitable, and very wonderful Vaishnava exchanges took place. We must learn to love all Vaishnavas. Huh? According to our spiritual master's vision and his instructions, we must learn who to associate with, who not to associate with. But above and beyond that, we should be respectful to all Vaishnavas. We must be we must be very respectful and humble, but intelligent. And we must have the philosophical understanding and the spirit of Gurudev guiding us to discriminate what is best for his mission and what is best for our spiritual life. And what happens is if we do not follow that vision, if we do not understand these principles, and we are indiscriminate, then all sorts of offenses will come from that, unavoidably. So if we really and truly want to avoid offending Vaishnavas, just accept Guru's orders. Discriminate who to associate with, who not to associate with, and how to associate. Then there will never be Vaishnava Parad. And Vaishnava Parad is very very destructive to any possibility of spiritual advancement. Tired. I think you should take rest. Is there any service for me? Anyways, I'm here for what it's worth. If there's any service, please. Service is never a burden. Service is a blessing. So please bless me by engaging me in your service. Hare Krishna.